Dudley's Corner is a really small diner attached to a Shell gas station in north central Iowa. It's right along Interstate 35.
31-4.
Inside the diner, a group of retired farmers hunker over a casual game of cards, all wearing baseball caps with different seed company logos. Cribbage is their game.
I'm 85 years old. Today's my birthday, so I'm Roy Prowley.
Prowley started farming when he graduated high school in 1945 near Latimer. When he retired in 1993, he farmed about 240 acres.
Now they're farming 10,000 acres. Well, it's not fun anymore. It's a big business. And if you got that much money to farm, you might as well retire. That's the way I look at it.
He says with farmers facing such high stakes, they need a little government backing. Prowley says he doesn't follow the politics of agriculture and the farm bill much anymore, but he doesn't have to. He's retired. The reality is, though, if Congress doesn't pass a new farm bill, the government policies in place during Prowley's teens could be the law of the land.
Okay, if something doesn't get passed, then we default back to the farm bill laws that were established in the 1930s and 40s.
Chad Hart is an agriculture economist at Iowa State University, and he says 90% of the United States Department of Agriculture's programs would be gone.
We go back to parity pricing on our crops and livestock, which would mean that there will be a tremendous amount of government support flowing out, because parity prices are based upon what they were back in the 1920s. Think of those prices being inflated up to today's values. You're talking about some very high support levels.
If the parity law would go into place, they're supposed to implement it. But frankly, Congress is not going to allow that.
That's Amanda Taylor. She's a senior policy advisor for the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
Congress might be slow to getting to work, and they might not get it done in September. But if that's the case, I just can't imagine USDA pulling out every program they've ever had in place and reverting, knowing that Congress will come around eventually and work out a deal.
Taylor says Congress rarely acts on anything going into an election, but they'll be forced to agree on a short-term extension of the previous bill. That's frustrating to a lot of Midwestern farmers and ranchers, because passing a new farm bill was so close. Back in June, the Senate passed a bipartisan farm bill that would have saved $23 billion. The House Agriculture Committee pushed its version out last month, but Republicans in the full House couldn't find party unity on the dominant nutrition portion of the farm bill. So instead, they tried to fix the immediate problem of no farm bill: drought relief. Those relief programs already expired, so Congress tried to get a $383 million package of relief loans and grants passed to drought-stricken farmers, and especially livestock producers. But the Senate swatted it away, saying essentially, no, give us a five-year farm bill. Now ranchers like Ed Griman out by Garner in northern Iowa are feeling what life would be like without a farm bill.
This year was going to be a banner year. I mean, it was really projected to be really good, selling, you know, 5 weight calves for $1.80. We were really going to see some profits. That has changed all of a sudden in the last 60 days.
Griman wears a straw cowboy hat, plaid blue shirt, suspenders. He stands by a large John Deere tractor he's using to move some silage around. That's a feed product for his cattle made from corn, and this stuff's pretty dry. Griman says he wishes the farm bill would just focus on the farm.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of dollars tied to the farm bill that have nothing to do with agriculture, with food stamps and things like that. And so I think that that's where the hangup is coming with the budget, and which is unfortunate. I just kind of like to get rid of all that stuff and just have the farm bill be the farm bill.
After all, about 80% of the farm bill focuses on the nutrition side. But Amanda Taylor with the Iowa Corn Growers Association says having those other programs wrapped into the farm bill actually helps.
If we were working on simply a farm bill that affected only farmers, I find it very difficult to think that urban legislators, whether from either side of the aisle, would be, one, very excited about it, two, work very hard on it, and three, frankly, probably vote for it.
Imagine trying to get that passed. As for the current stalemate in Washington, Taylor says look for Congress to approve that farm bill extension by the end of the session on September 30th. As for the 2012 farm bill, uncertainty continues, because after the November election, who knows what the makeup of Congress will be. The priorities change, and the pot of agriculture money shrinks. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Clay Masters.